remember the first time. It was high school. We'd done the year play, and it was the last night, and all sorts of crazy was going down. And you were good. Oh, man, you were good. And everybody had wanted you to be in, and you were great. But it was last night, and they all got crazy. And there always has to be someone at the sap end of the crazy. And you weren't banging anyone on the cast, and you came from the side of town that didn't get streetlights. So I guess they elected you. And the show was done, and it was time to take the slap off. And I guess they told you there was only one room with the stuff in it. So you came in, and I was in my bra and panties, and taking off my skirt, because that was the girls' room, really. And I was the last one, and they must have taken the sign off the door. And you came in, and you stood there. You just stood there. And you didn't seem embarrassed, even if you could hear them laughing outside. So I got my little bit of crazy, and I put my finger to my lips, and I started tearing a strip off you like I was mad. And all the time I did it, I carried on taking my skirt off, and I took my bra off, and I took my panties off, because I figured if they were going to do that to you, you deserved something. And I stood there, and there wasn't a guy in school not chasing my tail, and it was bare-ass naked in front of you. And I did a bump and grind, and I stood like all you had to do was reach out. And I had my crazy on, and if you had, you'd likely have been found doing the beast with two backs, and got our asses thrown out. But you stood there, and you looked me up, and you looked me down, not like it was dirty, but like you was at some art gallery. And you did that thing, your one eyebrow thing. And you stepped over to me. And you were so close, my nipples should have touched your chest. But you stayed just far enough away. And you whispered. You said, "You have beautiful eyes." And you stepped back and you looked me up and down again, but in a way that made me feel all warm. And I got my pussy itch. And you winked at me and your shoulders drooped and your eyes got a little scared. And I knew they were right. Damn, you were good. And you went to the door and you went out. And I could hear you, and you sounded scared, and you sounded embarrassed, and they was laughing. And I couldn't help it. I saw that wicked grin in your eyes before you dropped your shoulders. And my pussy itched so bad. And I lay down, and I spread my legs, and I made the itch go away big time. And that was the first time. Or I thought it. And I remember the second time. I was down at the beach, and Penny was with me. And every guy on the beach had his eyes out of his head because Penny and me had taken our tops off. And we were just grinning fit to bust at each other and getting a tan. And we were lying on the sand, and the boardwalk was behind us with the railing, so folk didn't fall onto the beach. And Penny, she started nudging me and looking up. And I finally got the message, and there you were, right above us, leaning on the railing. And you weren't looking down at us without our tops on. You were just looking out to sea. And Penny, she said, "Hey, how you doing?" And you said, "Fine. It's a fun damn day." You didn't look down at what we weren't wearing, even though I could feel my nipples getting hard. Like, I was kind of hoping you'd look. And Penny, she said, "You out to see anything?" And she paused, and she pushed her tits out a bit. "To see anything special?" And you looked down at me, not at Penny, and you looked down at me, not at my chest, And you did that one eyebrow thing you do, and you said, "Oh, I've always thought it was beautiful down here." And you winked at me, and you stood up, and you walked off. And Penny said you must be, like, gay. And she looked a bit embarrassed, and I didn't know why. Now, I just said I had no idea, but I knew you weren't. And then you were there in front of us on the sand, and you had 2 ice cream cones with chocolate and vanilla piled so high. And you gave one to Penny, and you crouched down, and you had the other one in your hand, and you ran your finger down the vanilla, and you put a blob of ice cream on my nose, and you winked, and you leaned in, and you licked the blob off my nose, and you gave me the ice cream cone, and you leaned into my ear, and you said, "You have beautiful eyes." My tits were right in front of you, and my nipples were like rocks, but you leaned into my ear, and you said that, and you stood up, and you turned to walk off, and then you turned back, and you looked down at Penny, and you looked down at me. And you smiled, and you said to me, "You should probably kiss her." And you smiled again, and you tilted your head at Penny. And I looked at Penny, and she was blushing, but she wasn't looking angry. And I wanted to ask what you meant, but when I looked, you were gone. And Penny and me, we got up, and we came off the beach, and we went to my place, and I did it. I kissed Penny. And it turned out Penny wasn't exactly unhappy about it, and we did a lot more than kiss. And I found out what a girl's nipples felt like in my mouth as they got hard. And I found out what a girl's pussy tasted like when it wasn't mine. And I found out about dildos, and I didn't need to worry about my pussy it for, like, ever. And it was wonderful. And I really liked Penny. I really did. But I always wondered, how did you know? For I did, I mean. But eventually, high school was done, and it was time for college. And me and Penny, we figured we'd go to the same one, because we kind of liked being together. And I heard you were going out of state. So we went, Penny and me. College was different, and nobody gave a damn if 2 girls did rather more than hang out. And it was good. But college is kind of fast. And Penny, she found another girl to hang with. And she told me she was sorry, and we cried some. But that was okay, because it's just how life is. And the morning after she told me, and the morning after we slept in the same bed for the last time, I got your mail. And it was a single leaf, and it was encased in plastic. And there was your letter, and it said how you were going home, and you saw this tree, and it was fall. And the tree was all leaf bare, apart from one leaf, pretty near the top. Just one leaf, all on its own. And the letter said how you sat down, and you watched that leaf all night. And you watched it until it fell, all on its own, drifting on the wind. And you picked it up, and you got it set in the plastic, and you sent it to me. And at the end, you said it, and I could see you in my head doing your one eyebrow thing. And you wrote, "P.S. You have beautiful eyes." And that was the third time. And all the old stories, they say 3 is a magic number. And something amazing should have happened after 3. But the only thing that happened after 3 was, I was walking home late, and maybe I was looking at the trees to see if I could see one with just one leaf on it. And maybe I wasn't looking around me enough. But they came. 3 guys came out from behind the gym. And they grabbed me, and I figured I was going to get, well, what happened to a girl when 3 guys grab her at midnight. But they didn't. No cocks came out, and nobody tore my clothes off, and one of the guys, he asked me if I'd noticed the moon. And I said I really hadn't. But I looked up, and it was there in the sky, all full. And he said it was my lucky night, and he bit me, and he bit me hard, and he near tore a chunk out of my shoulder. And the three guys laughed, and they ran off. Lucky night. Sure. If I thought I knew bad hair days before, every full moon I found out I didn't know a damn thing. And it's a full moon tonight. And I was over on the side of town where they don't get street light, because it makes hunting easier. And I saw you. And I didn't want it to be you. But the hunger was on me, and I started to follow to hunt. And I used the dark streets, and I used the rooftops, and I followed until you went into that dead end, and I dropped to the ground, and I went into, and I had claws, and I wanted to howl. But I didn't. Not yet. That was after the kill. And I knew you knew it was me, but it didn't matter because of the hunger. And I came down that alley, and there was no way you were getting past me. And you did it, that one eyebrow thing of yours. And you did the eyebrow thing, and you laughed. And you laughed, and your skin went white. And your fingernails grew, and those two teeth at the front of your mouth grew, and you winked. And I know a lot of the old tales now, but I don't think there's one of them, not one, where a vampire winks at a werewolf. Because wolves and vamps, we been enemies for a million years. And you leaned back on the wall at the end of the dead-end street, and you looked up at the sky, at the full moon, and you said, and it wasn't like you were talking to me, but like you were talking to yourself, or maybe the sky, and you said, if a vampire was here, and the vampire saw a werewolf, the clan would expect the vampire to kill the beast. And if a werewolf was here, and the wolf saw a vampire, the pack would expect the wolf to kill the demon. And you looked at the sky a while, and then you looked at me, and you looked at me, and you grinned, and you said, so it's a good job I'm not a werewolf. And you winked, and you waited, and I grinned, and I growled, and I guess it's a good job I'm not a vampire. And I watched your teeth shrink, and your skin turn people colored. And somehow I knew the moon was okay with me. And my claws went away, and the hair. And we came back here, to my place. And I told you I knew vampires. I told you I knew some folk didn't have enough blood to get it up. But it didn't matter. And I got one of Penny's old toys. And I gave it to you. And you did your one eyebrow thing, but you put it on. And I undid my shirt, and I didn't take off my bra because it kind of gets in the way on full moons, and I wasn't wearing one. And I slipped off my skirt, and I did a bump and grind. And I stood like all you had to do was reach out. And you stood there, and you looked me up, and you looked me down, not like it was dirty, but like you was at an art gallery. And you did that thing, your one eyebrow thing, and you stepped a fraction of damn all closer, and my nipples didn't just brush your chest, they burned against it, and I felt Penny's old cock, your cock, tease into my pussy hair, and you wrapped your arms around me, and you lifted me up, and your cock slid into me and you held me and we danced. We danced and we swayed and your cock was in me and I was in your arms. And you kissed me and we fell onto the bed and your tongue was in my mouth and your kiss burned and you kissed all the way down my stomach and your tongue speared into my gut. And you licked, and you licked, and I flooded into you. And that was really the first time. And I woke up just now, and the sun's coming up, and you're gone. But you left a note, and I opened it. And you'd drawn a full moon. And I turned it over, and the words were there. Your words. You have beautiful eyes. And you left a calendar on my, our bed. And you'd put a circle round a day. And I know I'm smiling like my face will crack. And I know my nipples are hard. And I can feel my pussy itch like you're still inside me. And I can't wait. I can't wait for the moon to be full.